I saw in the paper recently that a group is working to change one of our parks in the area to a light-free park. In other words, not having lights on in the evening so that the stars are more visible. I remember the last time I was up in Upper Peninsula, Michigan, just being amazed at how many stars you could see. The just vast difference from somewhere, even a somewhat country area here, to a spot where there really were no lights. That there's a saying that it reminds me of, and that I mentioned at different times, that atheism begins with the invention of the streetlight. The idea of this is it begins to cut off that natural wonder and awe at the majesty, the glory, the transcendence of creation. That kind of in a natural sense, we're connected with that sense of transcendence. That it's only in an artificial way that we begin to focus in just on this narrow bit of our life here, that we can begin to forget about God. It's also interesting that in our reading this Sunday, and also in general, we know that there's two groups that come to encounter Christ in Bethlehem, and that they are both looking at the stars. That it's two groups of stargazers that are the only two that find the infinite Jesus. The shepherds who hear the angel singing glory to God in the highest, peace to his people on earth, the Christmas hymn that we sing most every Sunday except for Advent and Lent. And then, of course, the Magi who we hear about in the Gospel, who are looking at the stars and see that. And G.K. Chesterton in Everlasting Man kind of talks about how they represent two groups. I think it's really important and insightful for us. That if the shepherds, you have simple folk, probably not educated, in school or formal education, I should say, but that they would stay there at night and look. And they kind of, in a sense, represent those storytellers of all generations. That surely at night, tending the flock, they kind of might tell stories, or they might look for the constellations. You know, we know about how those stories, those mythologies develop around them. The people looked up at the stars and said, what would it be like to encounter someone from the stars? What would it be like to encounter someone transcendent, someone as tremendous as this night sky, these stories, this desire that's within them? The Magi, again, on kind of a different hand, were educated people, were scholars, were looking at the stars as well, but maybe with a different approach, what we might think of as more scientific, of looking at the stars, where do they move? What is their order? What is kind of the working of the stars? But a deeper desire beyond that, we can tell from their conversation with Herod that they want to know what these things mean. What is the significance, not just how do things work, the scientific question, what is the way that things go apart? They were interested in that. But deeper, why? Purpose, meaning, structure. That both of them find that answer in Christ. That he shines forth as an epiphany. We call this feast epiphany, which is a Greek word meaning revelation, but especially in the sense here of a revelation about Christ. Public witness to the interior truth of Christ. So we can think of the Magi seeing him, those from other nations coming to see him. We also at times think of his baptism or the wedding feast at Cana, his first public miracle. Again, these public manifestations about the hidden identity of Christ. That they encounter this epiphany as the fruit of a search. That they are searching and God is showing forth. And it's when these two things come together that they have this encounter. That again, our search and God's search in a sense for us, or God's revelation coming together, is what we're talking about. And that we see in them this great desire for God, this seeking, that as they encounter the angels in the fields, or as they encounter this difference in the star, they want to go and pursue and figure out, what is this about? What is going on here? You know, the shepherds encountering that experience of what would it be like to encounter a transcendent being, you know, and the angels, and then, of course, in the infant Christ, the Magi, being able to find the creator of the stars of night, being able to find the meaning and the purpose behind all of these things. That for us, at times, we also may question. We have questions about faith, about God, you know, all these different things. And these aren't bad things. But for them to really be an authentic search, it needs to go deeper. Unfortunately, so often these questions just die on the vine, so to speak. Somebody has a question, a doubt, or a difficulty, and they don't maybe follow it long enough to really get that answer. At times, they're maybe even left empty or feeling, you know, it could be what causes them to maybe lose their faith, is that this question that they have. But again, we ask, you know, what was that search like? Not just what was the difficulty or what was the question, but what was the search like? Where did we look? Well, unfortunately, you know, how many people lose their faith, and maybe the deepest they ever looked was just some Facebook posts or, you know, little things here or there, or things, not to really have those deeper conversations, to be able to really talk with someone about a question, or to be, you know, to find books and things like that that really can get into it. That again, the questioning, the search, the desire of the Magi was what led them to Christ. It's a good thing because they followed that question. They allowed it to bear that fruit. That we think this first Sunday of the new year, 2018, about our own search for God. How are we searching? What ways are we seeking to grow in that knowledge of God? How can we join our search to God's initiative, to God's revelation, His epiphany, so that like the shepherds, like the Magi, that we can encounter the answer to our desires and questions as we come to this epiphany of the Lord?